Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Anne Burke, and I'm here today from the Utah Department of Health to present to you our evaluation of online resources available for syndromic surveillance as of 2014. So the vision of the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act of 2009 is to improve the health of Americans and the performance of the nation's health system through health information and technology, as well as to encourage the use of this health information technology data in a meaningful way that impacts patient care. Currently, as many of us are aware, the Medicare and Medicaid electronic health record incentive programs offer payments to facilities to promote the meaningful use of electronic health records. One of the core public health objectives facilities can use in order to meet these incentives is syndromic surveillance. So, the first step in syndromic surveillance is to onboard eligible facilities. This process may be technically complex and often differs by jurisdiction. In general, however, it consists of four steps, the first being to establish contact with syndromic submitters, second, to set and follow a roadmap for testing and go live, third, to establish baseline content and validity standards for core data elements, and lastly, to institute ongoing data transmission in order to meaningfully use the data. Despite the fact there are some similarities in this process, the differences by jurisdiction are meaningful, and a variety of resources exist to address specific gaps in the onboarding process. So, the objective of this evaluation was to review jurisdictional and national resources which are available to public health authorities for use in the syndromic surveillance onboarding process. This evaluation consisted of two stages, the first being an evaluation of national resources, and the second, an evaluation of those resources that are available from public health jurisdictions. First, national syndromic surveillance sites were reviewed for resource content, and secondly, public health jurisdictions were reviewed. The process to review these jurisdictional resources was that we conducted a search using the search terms syndromic surveillance onboarding process for each of the 59 public health jurisdictions that were established by the CDC's Cooperative Agreement for Emergency Preparedness. Next, we also reviewed the resources available on these websites, and we will present them to you shortly. At a national level, we found several websites that were available that contained resources that informed syndromic surveillance onboarding. These included the BioSense Community Forum Onboarding Library, the International Society for Disease Surveillance, or ISDS Community Forum, and the BioSense Use Community Nexus. While these websites did describe specific onboarding processes, in general, they did not specify best practices, which makes sense because there is so much diversity in the onboarding process. In general, they contained resources in several areas. This included the transmission of data to BioSense, granting data access, meaningful use, and BioSense features, joining, sharing data within, and transitioning to BioSense 2.0, discussion forums for questions that were brought up by the community, notes from monthly meetings of the work groups, and R scripts for data quality and syndrome definitions. On a jurisdictional level, while the majority of jurisdictions had some onboarding web presence, the resources available ranged from basic descriptions of onboarding within the meaningful use context to detailed process documents. 11 of the 59 jurisdictions, or 19%, had detailed onboarding process documents that were easily accessible by web search. The documents on the jurisdiction's websites, however, were almost never shared on a national forum. So, in conclusion, the results of this evaluation suggest that there are a wide variety of onboarding resources available online, which is important because jurisdictions that are newer to the process may reach out to these resources in order to inform the initiation of onboarding. However, this evaluation is limited by the fact that not all jurisdictions may post their resources online. Compiling these resources in one accessible location or creating a directory that would help facilitate access to the resources is very important in order to facilitate onboarding on a national level. Efforts should be made to encourage information sharing on a national platform as well by compiling resources and documenting the context of onboarding processes. There's potential to meet the specific needs of all jurisdictions participating in syndromic surveillance onboarding. During the time since the composition of this abstract, there have been strides made in the direction of increasing resource access. Specifically for onboarding, the onboarding work group has made several efforts in this direction, which include having monthly presentations of best practices by jurisdictions, promoting the nationwide documentation of tools for onboarding, and creating jurisdictional profiles in order to provide context to these tools to better inform onboarding overall. We would like to encourage all jurisdictions that are participating in syndromic surveillance to participate in these efforts in order to generate better information and knowledge sharing and promote best practices for syndromic surveillance on the national level. I'm very grateful to my onboarding co-chair and partner for this presentation, Laurel Boyd from the Oregon Health Authority. And I am grateful to you all for your time. Thank you very much.